Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, August 10th. I'm reading from the New International Version and we're picking up in Deuteronomy chapter 24. We'll just be reading 9 verses today. If a man marries a woman who becomes displeasing to him because he finds something indecent about her, and he writes her a certificate of divorce, gives it to her, and sends her from his house, and if after she leaves his house, she becomes the wife of another man, and her second husband dislikes her and writes her a certificate of divorce, gives it to her, and sends her from his house, or if he dies, then her first husband, who divorced her, is not allowed to marry her again after she has been defiled. That would be detestable in the eyes of the Lord. Do not bring sin upon the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. If a man has recently married, he must not be sent to war or have any other duty laid on him. For 1 year he is to be free to stay at home and bring happiness to the wife he has married. Do not take a pair of millstones, not even the upper one, as security for a debt, because that would be taking a person's livelihood as security. If someone is caught kidnapping a fellow Israelite and treating or selling them as a slave, the kidnapper must die. You must purge the evil from among you. In cases of defiling skin diseases, be very careful to do exactly as the Levitical priest instruct you. You must follow carefully what I have commanded them. Remember what the Lord your God did to Miriam along the way after you came out of Egypt. Okay, let's move over to the Psalms. Today we're reading Psalm 75. For the director of music, to the tune of Do Not Destroy, a psalm of Asaph, a song. We praise you, God. We praise you for your name is near. People tell of your wonderful deeds. You say, I choose the appointed time. It is I who judge with equity. When the earth and all its people quake, it is I who hold its pillars firm. To the arrogant, I say, boast no more. And to the wicked, do not lift up your horns. Do not lift your horns against heaven. Do not speak so defiantly. No one from the east or the west or from the desert can exalt themselves. It is God who judges. He brings one down. He exalts another. In the hand of the Lord is a cup, full of foaming wine mixed with spices. He pours it out, and all the wicked of the earth drink it down to its very dregs. As for me, I will declare this forever. I will sing praise to the God of Jacob, who says, I will cut off the horns of all the wicked, but the horns of the righteous will be lifted up. Now let's move on over to 1 Timothy chapter 1. We'll begin in verse 12 and we'll go through the end of the chapter. The titles in my Bible are The Lord's Grace to Paul and The Charge to Timothy Renewed. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example to those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Timothy, my son, I am giving you this command in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by recalling them, you may fight the battle well, holding on to the faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected, and so have suffered shipwreck with regard to the faith. Among them are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan to be taught not to blaspheme. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I saw here in 1 Timothy that Paul was praying some of the attributes of God, and I thought back to the time when we used to pray through the ABCs of God's attributes. And, you know, that is a simple exercise, but it really helps us to focus in on who God is. Look back at 1 Timothy 1:17. It says, "Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever." So I'm going to end the podcast just with a few more attributes of God. Would you pray with me? Thank you, God, for being attentive and compassionate. You are our creator and deliverer. You are faithful and generous. You are holy. And while you are incomprehensible, you are also a friend to us. You are just and loving and merciful, omniscient, omnipresent. You're patient and long-suffering. You are our refuge and strength. You are sovereign and wise and worthy of all honor and praise. And we praise you today in Jesus' name. Amen.